Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
And a very good evening to you, Collie. We're a little early today, which is gives us an extra minute or two on the radio. And how was your week at the cinema?
Well, my week wasn't too bad, although I must admit I had an exam, a business exam this morning, early this morning. And I can tell you, appearing live on the radio weekly is child's play compared to doing my business law exam. But we're through it and so on. And, you know, it's all been good. It's still a quieter week. We're only sort of building up to the award season now. So we've got another big blockbuster. Like last week, we had the 355, an action thriller. Yeah. This week, we've got a horror movie. And then next week, we're getting into definitely awards contenders. We've got Belfast. We've got Nightmare Alley. So we're kind of getting into that time of that time of year.
We got a good indicator on the Golden Globes during the week. What's going to happen?
One of the big surprises was that Kristen Stewart wasn't nominated. That everyone was a bit shocked about that one because we were talking about her last week. And this week, we'll be talking about one of the favourites for Best Actor when we talk about Mr. Monday. So it's an interesting week, but kind of, again, Belfast did well in screenplay. We'd hope maybe director and a bit more later. But sure, we'll talk about that next week with Shane.
Okay, I absolutely.
Think it's Shane next week, isn't it?
Yeah, Shane's next week. Yeah, there's I'm officially missing. Okay, right. Spider-Man is making his way back. The cinema.
Spider-Man, needless to say, hasn't gone
anywhere.
Yeah. To quote other people from Belfast. But one of the things was, you would know that on a monthly basis, the first Saturday of every month, we always show a sensory-friendly screening. They tend to be, you know, for younger kids, they tend to be the younger movies. But where there's other people with you know, are on the autism spectrum or have problems with, you know, big noises or lights in the cinema who want to see other movies. And Spider-Man is such a big, big movie. We did the same with James Bond. So we're doing a special sensory-friendly screening on Saturday morning. So the lights would be a bit higher, the volume a bit lower, because we want everyone to enjoy it. As you know, I say it every week, but I really believe it. I think cinema is magic, and the more people who can come enjoy it, the better.
Yeah, but cinema is for everybody, isn't it?
Well, that's the point, yeah.
Absolutely. Right, big movie this week. Right.
Yeah, and then we mentioned a movie that I know won't be for everyone, because I know you yourself would go, yeah, I don't think so.
No, wouldn't be my cup of tea, no.
Well, I'll try and persuade you, but I'm more trying to persuade some of the other people listening. Now, when Scream first came out, the very first one, everyone went, oh no, it's another slasher movie. And it was so clever and it really understood the movie-going experience in a whole way that it changed the face of movies for a while. But that was 25 years ago. As a matter of fact, it was 25 days to the day tomorrow when it comes out, that the last one comes out. So they're coming back again. It's the fifth movie, but it's just called Scream. Do they have anything new to offer? Well, I suppose we'll find out with the clip.
There's certain rules to surviving. Believe me, I know. They always come back. The killer is a part of something in the past. This one just feels different.
You're all in danger.
Mom? Where?
Sydney.
It still's got those comedy things going on in it, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I very much, even though it's quite gory and so on, the Scream movies have always been more of a comedy. And the thing is, my boss actually said it to me the other day. He goes, but surely, you know, Scream had the Mickey taken out of it with the scary movies, movies and so on. So
he's right.
Surely it's all gone. And I kind of thought so. When I watched the opening scenes of this, I was going, is this going to grab me? Because again, not a big horror fan, but I did like Scream. Totally sucked me in again because they understand the rules. This is made by people who love movies, love horror movies, but love movies in general. And one of the things I was reading the trivia about it, and Wes Craven, who's a famous horror guru who made the first four movies, he passed away in 2015. And the people who made it, one of the actors in it wrote his college thesis on Scream. These people who really love it. And the whole idea of the first Scream was, they understand the rules. They understand horror movies that got boring. The same people die. you know, it was always the minorities that die. Then the person who goes off and has makes love to their boyfriend always die. The virgin lives. I was all these rules, and Scream broke these rules. Said, these are dumb rules. Let's change them around. And this movie now understands that. There's been a spate of new movies. We had another Halloween. We've had Jason come back. We've had all these sequels where they bring in the star from the original movie, the person who was too big to do the third and fourth movie. But, you know, maybe things aren't going so well and they come back for the fifth.
Not as big now.
And they understand all this. This references all those movies. It references a lot like Star Wars reboot and so on in a way that I was just going, oh, well done. If I had a hat, I would have been going chapeau for some of it. So I think the people who can enjoy this, people who just like a big scary movie will enjoy this.
Okay.
People who liked Scream, like the original, will enjoy all the throwbacks and so on.
It's interesting how they held off on Halloween and they went in the new year.
And this movie talks all about Halloween coming back. It's very clever. And all the jokes about Jamie Lee Curtis coming back. It's so clever. And it's made by Courtney Cox and Neve Campbell, who, of course, are back for this one. But I think people who like movies and movie trivia will really enjoy it. But at the end of the day, would it work if you're 17 and you like going to these sort of movies with your boyfriend or your girlfriend on a Friday night? Absolutely. Now, the only downside I would say is, of course, under the current restrictions, everyone's going to movies at 6 o'clock. And generally you'd go, you can't go and see a scary movie at 6 o'clock.
But it's dark.
I'm looking at my window here in Bundoran. It could be midnight. It is so pitch black.
It is dark, yeah.
So we'll be okay. I enjoyed this way more than I thought I would. I don't really like gory stuff, but even the gory stuff is very tongue-in-cheek. Or, you know, knives and cheeks. But it's funny, yeah. It's clever, and it knows what it's doing. And it's, like, miles above your normal slasher movie. And even the fact it keeps on saying, yeah, but horror movies are clever now. You can't do these stupid movies while doing this stupid movie. It's so clever. So I think people who were worried going, oh, will I be disappointed? I really liked Scream when I saw it on video when I was 14 and pretended to be 16 to get the video out of Extravision. Will I enjoy it? Yes, you will.
Okay.
You will have a really good time. Popcorn nonsense. It's the second kind of silly movie we've had in the last couple of weeks, but maybe it's that time of year. Things are tough. It's that sort of fun stuff. So okay. I enjoyed it.
Okay, King Richard is back as well. And
part of the double bill of big Oscar movies that came out at the same time when I was sick that I didn't see. Spencer last week and I was going to say COVID. King Richard this week. So it is, of course, based on the true story, the true life of Richard Williams, the father of Serena and Venus Williams, who's a very determined man, you know, like a lot of tennis fathers, tennis people being in the news at the moment. He's very determined and they both did great things for them and also a lot of pressure. And, you know, one of the interesting things about this movie from all the reviews I read, rather than go, oh, this guy was a demon or this guy was a great man, like most humans, he was both.
He was both, yeah.
He was both and neither. You know, he had flaws, but he meant well, but, you know, took things too far. But look what they achieved. Would they have achieved it without him? No.
No.
Might they have achieved wonderful things without the hard pressures? Who knows? But it's done really well. It did really well in sort of October, November. And because of the Oscars, there's a big buzz about Will Smith, who really wants an Oscar. That man really wants an Oscar. And it's back as a missed on Monday. So that's only $4.50. So I'm definitely going to see it. I didn't see last Monday because I watched Man United and said I should have watched Kirsten Stewart. I'm sorry about that. That I gave in and watched Man United.
Well,
I'm pretty sure they're not playing this Monday.
So I can tell you, folks, King Richard is a film you need to see. This is it's one of the best films I've seen this year or last year.
Oh, excellent.
So,
okay, so
highly recommend it.
I feel our roles are reversed a little today. So if I know that, I would have let you review the bleeding movie.
Well, I'm not going to review it. That's your job. I'm only going to hear it say that I like it or not like it. I loved it. And I think it's a great movie. It's the kind of movie you'd nearly go back and watch again. That's how good it was.
Well, I'm going to go and see it for the first time, then we'd see. Now, it's only shown on Monday, so you don't have that option. Although, I'll let everyone into a secret. I've got the keys to the cinema. Okay. I might go in and watch it again.
There's lots of big stuff coming up. What's coming up next week in that?
Yeah, so we're saying that we've got Belfast and Nightmare Alley, which is the new film by Guillermo del Toro, which people will know from, might know the name, but they will know Shape of Water, which won a load of Oscars and Pan's Labyrinth, stuff like that. And then the following week, you know, we've got our serious movies. Then we've got a big kids movie. We've got Sing 2, which is going to be huge.
Huge.
There's so many big stars in it. The first one was really good. And like when I saw the trailer to the first one of Animals in a Talent Show and X Factor, I went, yeah, when you're five, you'll enjoy this. And I found myself pumping the air because they picked pretty good songs. Although, still haven't found what you look for. I think they could have picked a better U2 song.
We'll see.
But like Bono's in it, so clearly he agrees.
Yeah, we might probably play that on the Play Irish Hour tonight. Right, okay, colleague, thanks for that. Enjoy the movies. Won't be here next week, but my man Shane will be back in the hot seat and you'll be reviewing the movies with Shane next Thursday. Have a good week at the movies, all right?
Thank you very much, Amy. Bye to everyone.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.